Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, we grab a random podcast, we throw it on and see how long we can hang on. Today, we're going to be listening to Share a Slice with Sean McCure, and you can find that at shareaslicepodcast.com. Sean went over to podcastrodeoshow.com, clicked on the Fiverr button, and jumped right in line. Now, before we listen to his first episode, here's what he says on his website. According to, it says, Sean Skypes with very interesting people in all different walks of life to learn new things, slideshow performers, morticians, B-movie stars, sex workers, UFO religions, comedians, feminist porn, that's an interesting one, e-humans, nudist comedians, you get the picture. And the thing I thought was interesting is we're going to be listening to an episode, and at the bottom of the episode, there's a picture of somebody with like seven raccoons all around them, of which four were eating pizza off them. Like they had four raccoons, and I'm like going, do you not know that raccoons carry rabies? And if you've ever seen somebody get a rabies shot, you would not be doing with that. But before we listen to the episode, let me give you just a quick reminder.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And we're going to be listening to episode number 43 entitled Bat Hats, Raccoons, Pee, and Post-Apocalyptic Ritual Cannibalism. And as the old saying goes, it goes a little something like this.
Hey, everybody. Just want to let you know that past guests to the show, the Fantastic Plastics, are going on tour this summer. I'll put links in the show notes, but for now, just stay tuned to the end of this episode, and you'll get to hear their latest release.
Okay. Taking care of the people that do the music. And the talking should start now.
You are listening to Share a Slice with Sean.
All right, and Sean starts talking now. Sean?
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Share a Slice with Sean. I have a question for you guys. What does sitting on a mountain with baguettes taped to you, waiting for raccoons to come, sampling your own cervical mucus, and drinking urine to whiten your teeth all have in common?
I have no
idea. Well, these are just some of the unusual experiments carried out and documented for the sake of posterity in Vice magazine by today's guest Kara Crabb. Kara also wrote and directed a play at the Ottawa Fringe Festival called Royal Jelly. The song you're listening to right now was composed for this very play by Kara Lees Coverdale, who's a friend of Kara's and is also a composer, musician, and producer living right here in Montreal.
Okay.
I don't think you'll get this range of topic in any other podcast out there.
That's true.
So let's start the conversation with some of Kara's articles for Vice.
Please don't read them to me like you read the intro.
I don't even want to ask if you started like recording.
Oh, I did.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. We're recording right now. That's why I'm talking like near the mic like this.
So I should be focusing?
Can you hear your voice okay?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. There's like going to be like some background noise that hopefully I can just take it out.
Yeah, we don't need to hear this.
Really softly so I don't bother anyone
this,
with...
This is adding nothing. Okay. This is not okay. Valuable.
I can edit
Leave
that,
it out.
Probably. Well, welcome to the show, Kara.
There we go.
Thanks.
That's where we should have started.
Thanks for having me.
I was stalking you for a while. I saw your raccoon post.
Oh.
That seems to be the most...
Mm-hmm. Someone in the hardware store stopped me yesterday and was like, raccoon. Yeah, that was like 6 years ago. It still reoccurs.
It's haunting you.
It haunts me.
I don't know. Is this something you decided to do? Did you think this up? It's like, hey, I'm going to go like tape some baguettes to my jacket and then sit in on Mount Royal and wait for raccoons to come.
It was actually... I really liked Jackass, if that wasn't obvious. I don't know. You know the MTV's Jackass?
Yeah, Steve-O and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I really liked the stuff they did with animals, and I wanted to make a bat hat. I wanted to, like, you know, like Carmen Miranda, the Brazilian like dancer. She wore like a fruit hat, like the bananas and
that's
shit.
That's a reference
for
my mom.
So I wanted to make like a fruit hat and like dress up like Carmen Miranda and like dance in a tropical fruit bat cave and have bats like swarm my head while I'm like such a.
That's very specific.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a fantasy, and I was like trying to make it happen. I like called the biodome, and I was like, "Please, can I come in? I have some fruit." And like my editor and I, we were like scheming about ways to like
just, like bust in there in the middle of the night with a fruit hat.
No, like they were. I was emailing with them, and they were like, "Yeah, like you can feed the bats, but you're not going to be able to video record it or anything because the lights will bother them because they're bats."
Okay, so first of all, audio's not bad. I like the fact that you put a little thought into the intro. I thought you did a good job of, obviously you're doing some sort of favor for a friend of a band of somebody like that. You kept that really quick. I would tighten up your intro, get to you talking sooner. And the thing that got me, the biggest thing here, number one, this lady is, you talk about interesting people. She's not really my cup of tea, but on the other hand, she sounds... She said it perfectly. If you like Jackass, you'd probably want to hear this lady get interviewed. So that was good at getting her to things that basically identify what you're getting into. I like the way you set it up. What does P and Bat and this, they all have? Well, this lady's played with all of them. So I thought that was a good setup. The one thing that I would have cut out the whole thing, like where she's going, oh, are you recording already? Yeah, I'm going to talk into the mic, yada, yada, yada. No, right when you go, hey, welcome to the show, that's where you should have started it. I'm not sure why. And that would have been such an easy edit. Other than that, I'm, you know, on one hand, my gut reaction is I don't care about this lady because she's weird. But on the other hand, there's a part of me that wants to go, you know what? This lady's weird. You know, it's almost like the old Johnny Carson joke. How weird is she? So you have me intrigued, I'll put it that way. So I didn't really hear anything. I thought your audio was okay. There was some weird little cat meowing or something in the background there that was not a deal breaker. I realize that happens. I live with a cat. And but I thought the audio was okay. The beginning, when you're reading the introduction, you very much sounded like you were reading the introduction. And to me, think of your best friend sitting across the table, and you're going to have this wacky woman on. Just tell your best friend, wait till you hear this. She's coming on the show today. She's got a great story about how she wanted to make a bat hat and pee. And she go out to the website. There's a picture of her with a bunch of raccoons eating biquettes off her jacket. You know, just talk to somebody. It's to me, I'm not a big fan of being read to unless it's the news. But an intro, you know, let that passion show through. Like, why are you excited to have this person on? Are you excited to have this person on? Because if you're not, they shouldn't be on your show. So I would try to avoid reading or just go back, because some people are like, look, I can't do this stuff off the top of my head. So I'm going to grab a book right here in front of me. All right. It's called 25 Notes for Successful Musicians. In my travels all around the world, many aspiring artists and musicians have asked me questions about touring. Many of the questions are similar, but some really stand out. See, right there, that sounded red, because that's not how I would normally say that. It's tough. It's tough to read and make it sound like you're not reading, but if you can avoid it, do it. Wasn't horrible, again. It was just obvious that you were reading it. And I think it's better if the guest sounds excited about the person coming on the show. Now, I do have a bonus tip for you here that I saw, and that is there's no about page on your website out at shareaslice.com. And if people come to your website, I can tell you I've tracked this on my website, schoolofpodcasting.com. One of the most popular pages on my website is the about page, because people come and go, what's going on here? And they go to the about page. You do have a contact page, which is great. Contact and about are two of the best buttons there. And you've also got big giant play buttons, which was great. But I saw that and I'm like, you might want to add an about page. Yes, there's a description in iTunes, but what if somebody Googles you and finds you? You know, they're going to need to know what the heck did I just walk into, because this lady has raccoons sitting on her lap. So I would add that. That is my bonus tip. And that's the kind of stuff you get when you do a full podcast review. You can do that with myself and Eric K. Johnson. He's got 30 years of radio experience, and we go over your podcast, not like this, where it's just the first few minutes. We go over head to toe, the whole thing, plus your website. We dissect it. Check it out, podcastreviewshow.com. And we'll see you next week with another episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show. This is Dave Jackson reminding you to enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.